Healthcare is a major issue in this election, specifically the protection of coverage for pre-existing conditions. Joe Biden says another 4 years of Trump will jeopardize that protection. Trump says he also wants to protect pre-existing conditions, but does that rhetoric match reality? Will Stone reports.
Since her diagnosis, Nooshin Rafi'i will have this same nightmare. She's in a cabin with friends and family. And then...
I always have these panic attacks like, oh, my medicine! Oh my God, we gotta get back! We gotta get my medicine!
There's been a lot of medicine in her life recently. Rafi'i teaches sociology at a college in Phoenix. In 2016, she was diagnosed with colon cancer at the age of 32. She later learned it had spread to her liver.
I was taking oral chemo morning and night. Like, just imagine that's your breakfast, essentially, and your dinner is just rat poison.
Then there was the radiation.
I can't even describe how awful that was. It was a horrible time in my life.
And this year, she got a liver transplant. Rafi'i does have healthcare coverage through her job, but she still runs into lots of issues. Right now, her insurance is denying a treatment to quell excruciating itching inside her body.
I've been hospitalized for it before. I mean, it's just been so bad. I just asked my friend the other day, I said, is it even worth trying to fight this?
But 10 years ago, before the Affordable Care Act, or ACA, insurers could just refuse to cover someone with her medical history. Rafi'i says that's why she's voting for Joe Biden, who helped get the ACA passed in the first place.
It angers me deep down in my heart. The people that are trying to eliminate the protection for individuals such as myself with pre-existing conditions, they must not understand what it's like.
In six battleground states, including Arizona, voters said pre-existing conditions is their top health concern.
I can't even believe it's in jeopardy.
Polling shows a majority of Democrats, independents, and Republicans want these protections. The difference is most Republicans also want the ACA struck down.
We'll always protect people with pre-existing.
That's President Trump in the last debate.
So I'd like to terminate Obamacare, come up with a brand new, beautiful health care.
But Republicans already tried that in 2017 under Trump and failed. Still, they've managed to chip away at the law. Now Trump and Republican attorneys general are asking the U.S. Supreme Court to topple the entire law, with a hearing set for November 10th. Swapna Reddy teaches health policy at Arizona State.
Look, if the ACA is repealed at the Supreme Court, at the moment, we have absolutely no national replacement plan.
If the law goes, or even just part of the law, whoever is president will have to clean up the mess. Trump has signed an executive order saying pre-existing conditions will be protected, but...
It's basically a pinky promise, right? But it doesn't have teeth. What is the enforceability?
On the campaign trail, Vice President Biden has a similar warning, that no matter what Trump says, he's not doing anything.
There's no way he can protect pre-existing conditions. None. Zero. You can't do it in the ether.
Support for the ACA is at an all-time high. Mark Peterson of UCLA says pushing to get rid of it now...
It's political suicide. There doesn't seem to be any real political advantage anymore at all.
He says the 2018 midterms show that Democrats did well running on health care. As for Nooshin Rafi'i in Arizona, she plans to vote in person, even though she's immunocompromised.
I'm terrified. It might be a long day. But you know what? I want to fix whatever I can.
A few days after she votes, she'll get a coronavirus test and go in for another round of surgery. For NPR News, I'm Will Stone.
That story comes from NPR's partnership with Kaiser Health News.